mysterious essence or almighty principle. In the Jewish legend of the golem, a clay figure was animated when it was fed an inscription of the name of God. The archetype is echoed in many robot stories. The statue of Galatea was brought to life by Venus's answer to Pygmalion's prayers. Pinocchio was vivified by the blue fairy. Modern versions of the golem archetype appear in some of the less fanciful stories of science. All of human psychology is said to be explained by a single omnipotent cause: a large brain, culture, language, socialization, learning, complexity, self-organization, neural network dynamics. I want to convince you that our minds are not animated by some godly vapor or single wonder principle. The mind, like the Apollo spacecraft, is designed to solve many engineering problems, and thus is packed with high-tech systems, each contrived to overcome its own obstacles. I begin by laying out these problems, which are both design specs for a robot and the subject matter of psychology. For I believe that the discovery by cognitive science and artificial intelligence of the technical challenges overcome by our mundane mental activity is one of the great revelations of science, an awakening of the imagination comparable to learning that the universe is made up of billions of galaxies, or that a drop of pond water teems with microscopic life. The Robot Challenge. What does it take to build a robot? Let's put aside superhuman abilities like calculating planetary orbits and begin with the simple ones: seeing, walking, grasping, thinking about objects and people, and planning how to act. In movies, we are often shown a scene from a robot's eye view, with the help of cinematic conventions like fisheye distortion or crosshairs. That's fine for us, the audience, who already have functioning eyes and brains, but it is no help to the robot's innards. The robot does not house an audience of little people, homunculi, gazing at the picture and telling the robot what they're seeing. If you could see the world through a robot's eyes, it would look not like a movie picture decorated with crosshairs, but rather rows and columns of varying three-digit numbers. Each number represents the brightness of one of the millions of tiny patches making up the visual field. The smaller numbers come from darker patches, the larger numbers from brighter patches. The numbers in the array are the actual signals coming from an electronic camera trained on a person's hand, though they could just as well be the firing rates of some of the nerve fibers coming from the eye to the brain as a person looks at a hand. For a robot brain or a human brain to recognize objects and not bump into them, it must crunch these numbers and guess what kinds of objects in the world reflected the light that gave rise to them. The problem is humblingly difficult. First, a visual system must locate where an object ends and the backdrop begins. But the world is not a coloring book with black outlines around solid regions. The world, as it is projected into our eyes, is a mosaic of tiny shaded patches. Perhaps, one could guess, the visual brain looks for regions where a quilt of large numbers, a brighter region, abuts a quilt of small numbers, a darker region. You can discern such a boundary in the square of numbers. It runs diagonally from the top right to the bottom center. Most of the time, unfortunately, you would not have found the edge of an object where it gives way to empty space. The juxtaposition of large and small numbers could have come from many distinct arrangements of matter. A drawing devised by the psychologists Pavan Sinha and Edward Adelson appears to show a ring of light gray and dark gray tiles. In fact, it is a rectangular cutout in a black cover through which you are looking at part of a scene. In another drawing, the cover has been removed, and you can see that each pair of side-by-side gray squares comes from a different arrangement of objects. Big numbers next to small numbers can come from an object standing in front of another object: dark paper lying on light paper, a surface painted two shades of gray, two objects touching side by side, gray cellophane on a white page, an inside or outside corner where two walls meet, or a shadow. Somehow, the brain must solve the chicken and egg problem of identifying three-dimensional objects from the patches on the retina and determining what each patch is: shadow or paint, crease or overlay, clear or opaque. From knowledge of what object